Until noon, this is Neil Mitchell.
Good morning. Well, this just might be fun. The people likely to have the balance of power in Victoria want more guns. They want to campaign against the terrorism, that's their word, the terrorism of animal liberationists, and some of them want more sex, euthanasia, legalised cannabis. And the Greens want just about everything impractical. Greens, shooters and fishers, sex party, what have we done? On top of that, Matthew Guy, I think, will lead the Liberal Party with a tougher, no compromise, no Mr. Nice Guy approach. That's what I hear. So the fringe dwellers and wackos blockading the upper house. Daniel Andrews will be Premier. Now, that could mean a return to cage fighting and a day off for the grand final, amongst other things. But he'll have a hostile upper house with the wackos and fringe dwellers in the studio with me, the Premier-elect, Daniel Andrews. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Have you talked to the Prime Minister yet?
Yeah, I spoke to the Prime Minister just about half an hour ago, and we had a discussion about some important matters. He invited me to break my commitment to the Victorian people around East West Link, and I indicated to him in a very respectful way that I would not be doing that. Then we talked about other infrastructure opportunities and the need for our officers and our officials to talk about those things. And then we had a very positive discussion about working together and about meeting in person at his earliest convenience when he's next in Melbourne, I hope, to talk about those issues. He wants to be an infrastructure prime minister. I want to be a premier that's about outcomes and delivering on all the commitments I've made. I think there is some common ground there. And I think Victorians, Neil, are really sick and tired of just the combative, you're not on my team, so therefore you've never had a good idea, that sort of politics. I've no interest in it, and I don't think the Victorian community do. I'll never work for Mr. Abbott, of course, but I will work with him, and it was a very, very constructive discussion.
Is the room to move then with the $3 billion? Is the room to move? If it doesn't go to east-west, perhaps it goes to the West Link?
Well, it is my hope. It is my hope, and I made this point very clearly to Mr. Abbott this morning. He wants to be an infrastructure prime minister. He wants to build things. Well, I've got lots of things to build, and I want to partner with him. I want him to be part of creating jobs, getting those projects away, and delivering on all the commitments that I made. I know a lot of people will think that this relationship can't work, that a Liberal prime minister and a Labor premier can't work together. Well, I aim to confound that, and I will.
Is Western Link on the table?
Well, we have the Westgate Distributor, which is about getting thousands of trucks off the Westgate, widening the bridge, widening the freeway, I should say, on approach to the bridge between the Ring Road and Williamstown Road. This direct link in and out of the port is good policy. It's shovel ready. It'll be out to the market in January. And that's our priority because that's what we went to the election with, and we're not going to waste any time doing that.
Are you confident, though? Tony Abbott has said the money is only there if it's the East-West Link.
Well, having had a very productive discussion with the Prime Minister this morning, I don't want to then be playing politics with this, but nor would I provide the Prime Minister with advice, but I might just say this, Neil. I think it would be unwise if a federal government, having cut health and education, then decided that the best thing for Victoria was to cut infrastructure funding. I don't think the people of this great state would warm to that. In fact, I think they would react very badly, and I would too, because he wants to be an infrastructure prime minister. Let's get on and build some infrastructure. I've got plenty of things to do, plenty of projects to build, and I hope, I do genuinely hope, and I'm confident that we can work together to achieve better outcomes, not about politics, not about the old negativity, but a new optimistic and positive plan that's straight with the Victorian people. I think the Victorians will warm to that, no matter who puts it up.
So you're confident the money will be there for something?
Well, I'm certainly going to have I'm going to continue what was a very productive discussion this morning in a respectful way. Mr. Abbott is the Prime Minister of our nation, and I am determined to work with him, never for him, but with him. What's good for Victoria, that's what I'll be driving. And I do genuinely hope, Neil, and I'm quite confident that the Prime Minister will see that, in his own words, Neil, this election, last week he said it, this election is a referendum on the East-West Link. Well, again, I didn't quote him back to himself, but it was a very productive discussion, and I'm very confident that we can work together.
I admire you showing respect to the Prime Minister. Your advertising didn't do too much of that through the cap.
Elections are about choices, and again, I'm about outcomes, and I think the Prime Minister is too.
Have you spoken to the ambulance union yet?
I've spoken to many paramedics on the night. They were out and during the day. I have spoken to Steve McGee, and I have reaffirmed our commitment to end the war on our ambos. And as soon as we are sworn in, as soon as the great honour that the community have given to me and to my team is formalised, we will send this dispute off to Fair Work Australia, the independent umpire. It's gone on for too long, and it needs to end, and it will.
So the message is the graffiti's coming off ambulances immediately.
I think you'll find that our ambulances will be a little cleaner than they've been. And what's more, I think our paramedics will understand that in a Labor government, they've got a government that respects their work and recognises that politicians don't save lives, Neil. Ambos do. Every hour of every shift, I want to find those minutes that save lives, and I'm going to, because we're going to find the beds. Doug Travis, the former head of the AMA, is going to start his work this week.
You do get a lot of support from the ambulance paramedics, from the fireys and others. Have you spoken to them all to thank them?
I have spoken with each of those unions, and I want to be very clear with you. There are some who wanted this election to be all about unions and all about workers, and that's exactly what they got. The most trusted professions in our community standing up and saying, we want better than this. We want a government that respects us and a government that will invest in the services that we every day provide. And I'm very proud to have led that.
Now, I know you're not sworn in yet, so this might be a little premature, but have you seen any of the documents yet on the East West Link that you're going to release?
No, I haven't yet, and they're not in my possession.
You're not entitled to see them yet?
Well, I've been briefed on them, some of them.
Any surprises?
Well, again, let's just go through this in a very orderly way. Yesterday we had the first of what will be dozens, perhaps hundreds of meetings with the Department of Premier and Cabinet over the coming weeks, and I sought advice, had a very detailed discussion about the full public release of the business case, the contract, and the so-called side deal. They will be released. There is no question at all.
Do you know what's in them now?
Well, I don't think any Victorian has great clarity.
No, but on the brief,
well, I have some advice.
Have you? But again, were you surprised?
I have some advice, and I don't want to get into sort of ruling things in and out and all that. I made a commitment, and I sought a mandate, and I think I'm entitled to say that we received that mandate on Saturday for the end to the secrecy around this project. It's botched, it's rushed, it has been all too secret. All of those documents, every single one of them, will be out there in the public domain, and then people across our state can make their own judgment about whether this thing stacks up.
Is there any chance you can look at those documents and say, oh, well, look, it could work, it could be a good idea, we'll go ahead with it?
I've made a commitment to the people of Victoria, and I've outlined an alternative, positive, optimistic vision and plan. We have different priorities. Those level crossings have got to go, Neil. Better local roads and better public transport. I will never ask Victorians to get out of their car and onto a second-rate public transport system. They won't do it. And I won't ask them to.
The compensation is still going to be an issue, though, isn't it? If compensation is payable, that's a problem.
I'm very, very positive about and optimistic about sitting down with the winning bidders. They build things, Neil. I've got plenty of things to build. And I think that we can have an adult, a mature, a methodical discussion about our priorities, about the mandate we have, and work with them. I think that's the best leadership that can be offered, and that's the approach that I'll take.
So you need to bring Tony Abbott over the line with the money and the successful bidders over the line with taking on another project.
Well, whether Mr. Abbott wants to support infrastructure in Victoria is a matter for him. But again, I can't stress enough. I will work with him, and I will, just as I did this morning, be respectful of the office he holds and the priorities that he's put forward. That's fine, but I won't be breaking promises, and I won't be... I won't be just simply playing politics with these things. That benefits no one.
Will you reshuffle your front bench?
Well, we will have processes later this week. There'll be a caucus meeting. There'll be a swearing in. We've still got counting going on. There are a couple of our people that are in very tough fights. So again, we'll work through that, but I'll pick my own team, and they'll be a group of absolutely passionate Victorians who are honoured to have been given this great opportunity, and each of them, under my leadership, won't waste even a moment.
So the shadow ministry won't necessarily be the ministry?
Well, indeed, one of our shadow ministers, Brian T, is in some trouble in his upper house seat.
The would-be planning minister.
Indeed. We'll just need to wait and see that thing counted out, and that's the most appropriate way to go.
Do you think you could have some problems immediately with the judiciary? They didn't like the breath testing, and Ken Lay didn't like cage fighting, and I don't think he liked either side's police policy all that much,
well,
reading between the lines.
I just want to make a very clear point to you that Wade Newton, our Shadow Minister for Police and Emergency Services, was briefed yesterday in relation to fire issues, because there were some extreme risks, and indeed, as I understand, some fires yesterday. Wade is being briefed by Ken Lay at, I think, 11 today, about a range of other issues, security issues. We're not wasting any time being briefed on those matters. I do look forward very much. I've got the highest regard for Ken Lay.
You want him to stay on?
Absolutely. I've got the highest regard for Ken Lay, and I very much look forward to sitting down with him in the next couple of days and being briefed on a range of issues. And I think particularly having a frank conversation with him about his blueprint and the direction he wants to take Victoria Police in, I think that's the most appropriate thing to do.
So is the cage fighting written in stone?
Well, the best advice says that to have mixed martial arts or UFC, or there's a number of other ways in which it's described, in a conventional boxing ring poses a risk to those who are involved and poses a risk to those who go and watch. The best advice needs to be followed. And
But your Chief Commissioner strongly disagrees.
Well, the Chief Commissioner has a view, and I respect the Chief Commissioner, but we had an election on Saturday, and we were very clear about our policy, and we will make sure that the most appropriate physical space, sometimes described as an octagon, will be available for use and lawful. That is the appropriate thing to do.
And the judiciary is not happy about breath testing. That's my point. You've got the police and the judiciary, and you're at odds with both of them already.
I don't think that's a fair point, Neil.
They're not happy with the breath
testing.
Well,
again, let me just say that I think I'm well known for working with people and bringing people together, and I've got a great respect for the Chief Justice, the head of the Court of Appeal, and the Chief Judge of the County Court, and I'm very confident that we can work with all of them together with the Chief Magistrate.
Do you know what the Sex Party stands for?
Again, I'm not a commentator or a spokesperson for that party.
Or the Shooters and Fishers.
I'm not a spokesperson for that party either, Neil.
You don't like the Greens. Are you going to negotiate with them? You're pretty critical of them in the lead-up.
Let's be clear about this. My approach is always to try and win the argument. I'm not about belting people and attacking people, right? This is go right back to the Melbourne by-election 2 years ago. My contention is that a Labor government, that's how you deliver improvement. That's how you empower people. That's how you underpin life opportunities for working people and their kids who, without a good Labor government, simply miss out. That's what I know, and that's what I'll always fight for. But I will work with people. No deal will be offered and no deal will be done with the Greens or anyone else. Let's see what the upper house looks like. But we've been very clear about our priorities, and we have a clear mandate for them, and I expect to work with people to deliver on each and every one of the promises we've made.
I'm sorry, you said no deal would be offered, even in the upper house.
We're not doing deals. We'll negotiate with people on individual bills and other, if you like, the things that need to go through the parliament. Duly elected people have every right to, you know, to have views on things. There's no question about that. We'll act in good faith, with goodwill. As I said to you, I think I'm well known for bringing people together. And that's how you get good outcomes.
But you won't be going through, these people won't be able to go through a wish list with you to get things through the parliament. We will support this bill if you give us this.
Well, if you negotiate with people in good faith, then they'll want things and they'll want to talk about priorities and all those things. We'll have a proper and serious discussion. But I'm about delivering on my plan, my optimistic and positive plan. And we will sit down and work with people.
Be tougher, though. As I said, I think you're going to have a tougher opposition than you had government. I think there'll be a harder edge to it. That's just my interpretation.
And I don't doubt that for a moment, Neil. There's important work is never easy.
And you'll have a hostile upper house. It's going to make it hard to govern.
And that's why we started work yesterday, and that's why I will devote every day, to rewarding the Victorian people for the trust and the confidence that they've placed in me.
Medical cannabis, what happens now?
That's going to go off to the Victorian Law Reform Commission. We're going to get the best of advice, and I'm going to drag this law into the 21st century. Can I just quickly say, we had a moment yesterday that I thought was the best of politics. Mike Baird rang me, very generous of him to do that, and we had a discussion about a couple of issues, about defence jobs and working together, South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales, and we're going to do that to try and convince the federal government to buy local. Those jobs are worth fighting for. The second issue was a very emotional thing. He raised with me a particular family in Victoria that he has come to know who are very fearful about police raiding them, and he asked me personally to speak to that mother, and I agreed that I would do that. He wants to work with us, and I want to work with him to reform this law to make sure that no family in Victoria is ever asked to choose between saving their child and obeying the law. That's what good politics is all about, working with people to get a better outcome. That's what the best of politics looks like, Neil.
I'd suggest we also have an issue building here. We've had a horrendous run on the roads, road toll, in the past couple of weeks. Road tolls are well ahead of last year, despite an all-on police blitz. I think that might need attention.
I've got no interest in the politics of the road toll, and I know you don't either. We're going to put the Road Safety Experience Centre in. We're going to change the driver education program for year 10s. I think that's going to be really important. As well as that, we'll get the best advice from Ken Lay. We can never settle. never settle for those empty chairs at the Christmas dinner table, Neil, and I never will.
A couple of quick ones. The Greens have claimed Melbourne on Saturday night. Do you think they've got it? Is that over?
The last advice I had was that things had tightened considerably.
So you could win it?
I think that Anthony Green, who's well regarded as someone who knows these things, has put it in the too close to call, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. Would you rather have Matthew Guy or Michael O'Brien on the other side?
Neither of them are relevant to my plan to put people first, Neil.
How do you feel inside?
I feel very proud. I feel very humbled. I feel very honoured to have been given this great job. But I'm in no doubt that this is a complex and challenging role and one that I will devote every energy I can muster.
I was a little surprised as an Essendon supporter that you referred to your wife as the secret weapon, given some of the developments.
Well, there's a few Essendon supporters. I was asked a question about James Hurd and I answered it honestly about perhaps it was time to move on, and some people agreed with that and some people didn't. I'm not the chairman of the Essendon board, and I'm very grateful for that.
But will your secret weapon retain a high public profile? She seemed to suggest to me she might go go back into obscurity.
No, I think that Catherine is a very capable person, someone who has a great commitment and love of this state, and where there are opportunities for her to highlight causes and work to support people across this community, she will do that.
Thank you for coming. I must say it was very touching to see your father on the stage with you on Saturday night, holding your hand high. That must have been a very emotional moment.
It was a very special moment for our family.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Neil.
Good luck. The Premier-elect...